So I'm Lindsay Woods and I'm part of the Relay for Life Isle of Man committee.
Lindsay, it's so lovely to be here on a beautiful, bright, sunny day. Just for those that don't know Relay for Life, how long is this going to be going on for?
So it's a 24-hour event. So it started at midday today and it's running till midday tomorrow.
And tell us a little bit about the people that are doing this relay.
So everybody that comes down to Relay Isle of Man and of course right across the UK have been impacted by cancer in some form, whether they are going through their own cancer journey currently, whether they are a survivor of cancer, or whether their lives have been touched through cancer through a family member or a friend. There's several hundred people down here today and we expect it to be really popular because of the weather, if nothing else.
There are tents around, there's stalls, there's entertainment, there's food.
There's literally everything down here. So we have Family Fun Day from 12 till 4 today. That's encouraging any young person to come down. You can buy a wristband and then go on all of the different activities for as long as you want between that time. We've got all the different teams have got their own stalls. So there's like bottle stalls, there's lucky dips. One of the teams is giving beads out to people for every lap that they go around the track. So there's loads and loads going on. We've got like dance dynamics coming down. We've got choirs coming down, we've got DJs, it's a real action-packed day. Everybody's here for one common reason, because their lives have been impacted by cancer in some way, but we're also here to raise money really, and all the money that's raised goes directly to helping people from the Isle of Man with their treatment, so research. And all of the tents, as you can see, are fantastically well-dressed. We have the best tent competition for the daytime and then a best tent competition for the evening. So it gets quite competitive down here, I'm not going to lie.
So the survivors have finished their relay and they've gone into a tent and there's a very special ceremony that happens for them, isn't there?
There is. So our survivors really are one of the main reasons why we're here. We're here to celebrate the fact that they've gone through their journey or they're going through their journey currently. So we want to make them feel as special as humanly possible. So we put on a reception for them every year where they get given a little flower, where they get given gifts, where they are given a glass of Prosecco, where they have afternoon tea, they go into their own little, have a raffle, they get weighted on hand and foot because they are super special and we're so proud of them and we're so grateful for them coming down here today.
And what a beautiful thing to be part of.
It is, it's amazing. There's so much hard work and dedication that goes into arranging today, but it's just so worth it just to see all of the people having a great time, you know, all the money that's raised, all the teams coming together for a common cause. And I think for me, the real highlight of the day is the Candle of Hope ceremony, which happens roughly about 9 o'clock this evening. And it's just a really poignant part of the evening where people come together, time to sort of remember people and to have that time of reflection.
And if anyone would like to donate or help with the fundraising but they can't be here today, how do they do that?
So if you go onto our Relay for Life Isle of Man Facebook page, that's probably the best way, and all the links are on there. You can, anything, a pound up to £100, anything that you can give is really, really appreciated.
Hi, I'm Joey Wild and I'm team leader of Dickie's Tribe at Relay for Life this year.
Tell us about Dickie's Tribe.
So Dickie's Tribe, we decided to Relay for Life. We lost my grandfather in April from diagnosis, and when he passed it was 3 weeks. So we just wanted to do something to remember him. So that's why we're doing this and raising some amazing money for charity. So yeah.
And as I'm standing here talking to you, some of Dickie's Tribe have just gone past. Yeah, tell us a bit about the team.
The team, it's full of family. There's 16 of us all together and it's all family and boyfriends and wives and everything. So we've all come together and it's great to come together to remember him. So yeah.
And raise money for a really worth cause.
Exactly, a really, really well worth cause. And the Relay for Life team have been absolutely fantastic. This is our first year doing it. They've helped us all the way. They've been so supportive and we'll definitely be back next year as well. So yeah, it's good fun.
And what's your strategy for the 24 hours?
We don't have a strategy. We've literally just written a piece of paper now. Right, you're going to go first. And then when they're tired, we'll get a call and we'll do swaps. But we'll see how that goes and we may change that strategy within about half an hour or so. So we'll see what happens.
John Ennett.
Paul Cunningham.
Now, it's lovely to meet both of you. John, tell us a bit about your story and what you're doing here this year.
I am here for Relay for Life because in 2019, I was diagnosed with bowel cancer. And after a rather successful operation and 6 months of chemotherapy, my wife decided that she would set up our team, John's Army, in secret, and in order for me to sort of give me the encouragement to come out and wear my Survivor's T-shirt for the Relay 2021, I think it was, yes, last year.
And what was it like?
It's an event you can't really describe to people unless you get them to come down and take part in it themselves, and then they get it when they get here.
Paul, tell us a little bit about your story, and by the way, I'm loving the Dealey Boppers.
Thank you. I was diagnosed in 2019 with pancreatic cancer. I had what was known as a Whipple operation done over at the Royal in Liverpool. We've heard the relay going on from where we live, and then last year with us having the cancer and that, we decided to set up a team and said, well, why not call ourselves Paul's Whipple Warriors, for the fact of it's a Whipple operation I had with it.
You've all just been out for the Survivors Walk. The idea of being able to do that with a whole group of people who've been through something similar to you, that must mean a lot.
It certainly does make you feel like you've not been the only one that's gone through it. We've come to know, like Paul and other people through this event, you can't widen your circle of friends wide enough, and that makes it.
Well, I have to say, there is a tent over there full of food and I'm keeping you from it, so I think you should go and get some sustenance to get you through the rest of the Relay for Life. But thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm Louise Molyneux, and I was diagnosed with cancer in 2010. And the lovely Lindsay that's just disappeared on me, she was a mentor for my 11-year-old daughter, and without Lindsay, she wouldn't have coped with it as much as she did. So I've got a lot to be thankful for the likes of Lindsay, the hospice, and the research, because without that research, I wouldn't get to see my children grow, and I wouldn't have got to see my grandchildren born. So it's very important for us to be up here and raising what we can.
And that's the thing, because, I mean, the impact on you would have been very, very clear, but sometimes people don't quite consider the impact on the family.
No, unfortunately, yeah, the focus is on the patient, and the focus is taken away, which is why what Lindsay was doing, and she volunteered, it wasn't a paid position, she volunteered to do that, and Tia was the first person to get the mentoring from the hospice. So, yeah, it's just amazing. They're all amazing. The committee are awesome, everything that they do.
So tell us what that means to be a mentor.
She came and she took Tia out, and they just talked about normal things, and then talked about her feelings and how she was coping, and especially when I went off to Liverpool for my treatment, that was, you know, it was just so good for Tia to have that outlet, you know. It was she'd go out and they'd draw things on the beach, or they'd just sit in a park and chat. So yeah, that was amazing.
We've moved out of the tent because it was wonderfully noisy in there. There's lots going on here. I just wanted to finish up really by asking you how you're doing.
I'm fantastic, yeah. All clear, and keep putting one foot in front of the other.
For 24 hours?
for 24 hours, on and off.
And what does it mean for you to have an event like this?
Well, it just showcases just how much cancer touches people. And the research is, you know, without that, I wouldn't be stood here. And the event, I've been here since the second year after it started. So when I first joined, there was 13 survivors, and we held hands across the track and walked around. And now, well, you can see for yourself, it's just grown and grown and grown.
And I should ask you, if there's anyone that's listening to this that may have just had a diagnosis and they're a little bit scared, a little bit worried, what advice would you have for them?
Keep positive. Positivity is what gets you through. Don't go in it all doom and gloom. And look around yourself, because you will always find somebody who's worse off than yourself every single day.
Lindsay, tell us what it meant to you to be a mentor. Tell us a little bit about what you did with Tia.
So I worked for Hospice Isle of Man at the time, and part of my role was as a therapist there. And I came into contact with Louise and her daughter Tia when Louise had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And my role was very much around supporting Tia, spending time with her, just trying to offer an outlet really that wasn't connected to the family, taking her out places, just trying to normalise, just trying to get her to be a normal child doing normal children things and not having to worry about, you know, what was going on at home really.
Oh, and it must be so lovely now to see her grown up and see Louise as well like this and see the family doing so well.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you know, myself and Louise and Tia are real firm friends, and we've kept in contact all these years, and it's lovely to see the fact that Louise is, you know, beating the odds and she's stronger than ever, and so is Tia. It's really is lovely to see.
Nicola Walkinshaw.
Now, Nicola, you're here for various reasons in several capacities, actually, aren't you? Tell us about your involvement.
Yes. I started off as a team member years ago, was event chair for about 3 years, and got back into it again last year as event chair. And this year, absolutely delighted to be back as a supporter of the committee, helping out with the survivors. And I'm a cancer survivor myself twice, so it's just amazing to be here. Brilliant honour to get back together with faces old and new, really.
But actually, you've got an involvement sort of nationally, haven't you?
Yes, so Relay is a worldwide movement, actually. The American Cancer Society licensed the event, and I was nominated and appointed as an ambassador for the charity. It's called a Global Hero of Hope, and it's a massive honour for the charity. So for Cancer Research UK, I get to go across the country and speak to people all over the UK that are volunteering for cancer research. And it's probably not my favourite thing to do, but actually, if I can just make one more person go out and check themselves or help their family get through an experience, then it's totally worthwhile.
So, a cancer survivor twice. Tell us a bit about your story.
So, in 2015, I was diagnosed all of a sudden with breast cancer. I had no symptoms at all. A complete shock. We'd lost my mum to bowel cancer a few years previous, so just kind of didn't expect it to happen. So, I had that, and then 3 years later, again, complete shock to be diagnosed with bowel cancer. And we've just got loads of it in the family somehow. We lost my sister, Debbie Pitts, in 2020. She was only 47. And so for me, for my family, we all just come and do Relay because it's giving something back. It's doing something about it. And so whilst it's not a very nice club to be in, at least we know what we can do. And raising kind of hundreds of thousands of pounds for cancer research makes it worthwhile.
And that's the thing, because you are living proof that you can get through this.
Yes, you absolutely can. I think for my children, I want them to not be frightened. So whilst they've seen the absolute worst that cancer can do to families, they've seen the absolute best as well. It's an inspiration to them, and hopefully it's an inspiration to other families going through it.
So it must mean a lot to you to see all of these people doing this relay.
It really does. My mum took part in the first relay here on the island, and my sister was a massive supporter of it. So to come here and see everybody kind of continuing, certainly my sister's legacy, she was the one that over the years actually has pushed me on. And here we are today, and it's just grown and grown year on year, which is incredible.
So what sort of advice would you have for someone who may have just had a diagnosis?
I think keep going, try and keep life as normal as possible. It's easy for me to say now, having come through it the other end, but you never lose it, you never lose the fear, and that's okay, that's normal. Everything is, just make it normal for you.